Hey guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. So some of you are probably asking, hey man, where's Duke at? And if you're new to the show, Duco was my retired work dog. He passed away on the 5th of July, 2021 of osteosarcoma. But we started the show with him, and this is my way that I can keep his memory alive. Just a raw, unedited version of me just kind of giving you some words of wisdom, for lack of better terms. Here's the thing, guys. I want to thank you for giving me your time, your most precious commodity, to tune in, kind of listen to what I got to say. The other thing is, do me a favor, whatever podcast platform you're listening on, please hit that subscribe button, hit the like, review. I don't care if it's even a thumbs up emoji. Just give us something to help beat this algorithm. The other thing is, don't forget, if you want early access to Words of Wisdom, On the Range podcast, Vantage Point, whatever you're looking for, make sure you check out patreon.com/On the Range podcast. We do monthly Zoom call with you guys. We got vlogs, behind the scenes stuff, training videos, all kinds of stuff. So make sure you guys check out patreon.com/On the Range podcast. So now that all the housekeeping's kind of done, on this episode of Words of Wisdom, I want to hit a topic that's near and dear to me, and that is TBI recovery. So the thing is, guys, I fully believe that your TBI, or in my case, TBIs, being plural, God knows how many hundreds, thousands, whatever I've got, but I believe it's recoverable. Now, I got to give you a little bit of premise before I kind of set things in motion. Really, some of you guys have heard my incident of falling out of the Hilo in 2012 with Duco. I believe that was the concussive event that kind of put my brain over the edge as far as really starting to have dramas with everything going on. I mean, between all the explosive breaching, stuff coming in danger close, I mean, just a lot of exposure to overpressure, bad parachute falls. I mean, we can go on and on. My brain's been banged around. So it got to a point where it was so bad. Guys I've known 10, 15, 20 years, you forget their name. Everyone's, hey, buddy, hey, man, because you just can't remember. Where'd I park the truck at? Needing to hit the key fob to try to find your truck, you know. Just a bunch of stuff going on. And finally got to a point where I was an inpatient at the VA for 6 weeks to try to get my brain fixed. Here's the thing. Is it 100% where it needs to be? I'm not going to lie to you and say, yeah, no, but it's a lot better than where it was. Here's some things I want to pass to you. First and foremost, you know, I think it's important we talk with the VA and just things in general. One of my things going there was, I was like, no pills. I don't want any meds. I don't care what holistic things you do. I don't care, chicken bones, do whatever you want, but I am not taking any pills. That was Rick's decision. I kind of recommend to you guys, hey, don't fall into that same trap. Number two is, when I was there, I learned that a speech therapist has nothing to do with your speech. It all has to do with your cognitive ability. And man, there are some great speech therapists, and I've been fortunate to have some help me kind of get that recovery. So I would say this, if you're kind of suffering from whether it's a TBI or TBIs plural, I would say as soon as you get that head injury, don't be like me. Don't tell anybody. Get some help. Reach out immediately. Would it have made a difference? I don't know. In my case, you know, it happened over in Afghanistan. I was worried about being benched or going home or whatever. So I cared more about getting my hand fixed than I did my head. Probably a mistake on my part. However, what I did learn is I probably learned more about the brain and neural pathways and everything else just from being an inpatient that time. You know, part of it was pulling info from the docs. Part of it was just me self-educating because I was in a bad state, man. Had to do something to get my brain fixed. So first and foremost, if you are in that situation, I would say here's some things to look at. If you are not currently doing any type of physical activity, you need to start that first and foremost. Make sure that working out is habitually in your daily routine, whatever that is. Second thing is start looking at your diet. So depending on, most of us don't get the omega-3s we need, supplemental fish oil, you know, start getting that stuff in there to help your brain. If you can, if you're in the situation to go to a speech therapist, then by all means, go hit up a speech therapist. And what you'll start doing is cognitive exercises. So really, that's where I started seeing improvement, in my opinion. So here's a simple exercise they would do. Give you a 3-sentence word. And then once they give you the sentence, you have to sit there and put it in alphabetical order. So for example, they would say the brown cat, and it would be brown cat the. So it's just, and obviously it would get harder and harder as time goes on. You know, tell you so many words and then come back and can you recollect and all this other stuff. So just different things to work your memory. Probably one of the coolest things we did was actually incorporating mental exercises with physical, you know, activity. So do a quick, you know, 10-minute warm up. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're doing stuff like balancing and then trying to do cognitive activities. So whether it be the, you know, words, whether it be, hey, here's a sentence, repeat back, you know, anything to engage the brain. It was absolutely phenomenal. So again, do you always have that flexibility? You don't. But you might have the opportunity. Hey, if you start doing some research, and I'll lie to you because I haven't done any type of looking online just to see what's out there. But I'm sure you can find things out there for brain games, brain strength, brain whatever. And if it's one of those, especially like with the sentence one, you know, get your wife involved, you know, have her out there, you know, do your warm up and sit and trust me, go get on a Boshi ball, balance board, something, and let her start saying that stuff to you, man. And trust me, it is absolutely incredible. But you can also do stuff like, you know, learn a language, learn an instrument, do something to, you know, engage that brain to get it working more. Here's another crazy thing. If you're a right-handed person, brush your teeth with your left hand. Engage that other side. So I believe that from what I understand with the brain and how it works is you start getting these TBIs in there, you start getting your neural pathways. They're actually separating from each other. So that's why we're not getting them to fire like you need to. The way I understand it is if those neural pathways stay separated too long, you know, they won't get back into a situation. But if you start working that brain, basically you're going to start reconnecting those neural pathways to improve your cognitive function. So it's, you got to find what's some creative ways that you can do stuff. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, I do yoga. I think it's a good thing. Number one, for flexibility. A lot of people sit there and roll their eyes and stuff like that. But man, when you look at the whole premise of it, get some good stretching in there, work that balance, because again, balance and cognitive, they go hand in hand like nobody's business. And for a future episode, you know, we'll kind of talk about some mental fitness and working that. And that's a place that you can do it as well. So overall, it's got a bunch of different attributes that you can add to kind of help out just yourself in general. You know, think about it. If you're sitting there reading, you know, increasing your vocabulary, all kinds of different stuff. Now I'm going to caveat a couple things. I had, you know, traumatic brain injury going on. I also had eye convergence issues, which I believe, was in conjunction, you know, with those TBIs. So in essence, when my eyes were looking straight and they're converging, let's say to a front sight post, I had one that was slower than the other. I think that's kind of where my shooting was starting to fall off a little bit. But again, you can train all that stuff. It's doing eye exercises. I've been a long time proponent of doing eye exercises, you know, as part of your marksmanship training, or at least your dry fire training. But I think it all plays a part to help just rehab the broken body, depending what your injury is or what your line of work. Man, if you're an active duty guy and, you know, especially an SF guy, you're out there breaching all the time and bad PLFs on your parachute landings, you know, it's, man, your head will end up getting rocked. And, you know, combat sitting there bringing stuff in danger close, I mean, your brain gets rocked. And then, you know, kind of going back to that whole 2012 thing, when you're knocked unconscious, oh yeah, you get this thing called concussive amnesia, where you don't remember, or at least for me, it was spotty, what's going on. So I would just say this, there's things you can do to fix it. You know, you've got apps, Not that I'm a big phone guy. Well, I am, but I'm not. You know, you got to, it's a necessary evil, right? You got to sit there and use that thing. But there's apps you can do on there to work your brain. So whatever you can do, I don't care if it's word searches, crosswords, puzzles, you know, number finds, whatever your deal is, find something, but try to work that brain a little better. Get your exercise in, eat a good diet, you know, get the sugar out of there. Sugar is just straight up poison for your body as a general whole. I got it. If you find the Christmas cakes, you know, to remember Joe, by all means, have you one of those. But overall, it can be recouped. And I would say if your brain's in good health, you know what? Do some of these same things to keep it going. It's just going to make it better, make it stronger. And kind of the last things I'll leave you with, you know, here's the thing. I personally believe that being an entrepreneur when I got out actually helped kind of increase that, those cognitive path or the neural pathways. And here's why, because you're constantly learning, or you're constantly having to teach yourself, or you're constantly having to do something to learn, because nobody's got all the business answers. You know, you're always figuring stuff out. You're learning stuff, doing research on stuff. So that, in my opinion, has been a great deal as well. So I would just say this. If you're in that boat, don't lose hope. Have a good workout plan. Get a good diet. Do something to energize your brain or exercise your brain. And yeah, you know, it's a slow road. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take some time to get it done, but trust me, it'll come around. It'll be better. So I guess kind of in closing, I didn't even think about looking. So for those of you that are, on video, you can see it, but in the studio, that right there is Duco's old vest. So we got that hanging up in the studio. And of course, obviously the war dog Duco, bone plaque. And then we've got the Duco flag plaque, you know, Ricky Harris Design. If you haven't seen him, check him out. He's the one that did the War Dog Duco bone. And then, Jason and Sonny, if you're not following them, Clinton PDK9, you know, they did the awesome gesture of the Duco flag. So again, just a lot of support over this time for Duke. I greatly appreciate it, guys, more than you know. Miss that guy than more than you can shake a stick at, but we're going to keep his memory going on, keep sharing his stories. And yeah, I made that kind of that decision that, you know what, we introduced this thing, Rick and Duke. We're going to continue to introduce it, Rick and Duke. Big shout out to my co-host Mark, you know, between the art he's done here, between the art that he's actually done for the show where he included Duco. So all that stuff, man, just phenomenal support. Just remember, guys, appreciate all your support. Do me a favor. You know, if you like this, if you like Vantage Point, if you like On the Range podcast, tell your friends about it. Whatever platform you listen to your podcast on, please hit the subscribe button. Please hit the like. Leave us, you know, that rating review. I don't care if it's a thumbs up emoji. Just give us something. Just help us beat that algorithm and get this out to more people. And then kind of the last closing note, don't forget patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. You'll have early access to all the, everything we're doing, whether it's Words of Wisdom, Vantage Point, On the Range podcast. You know, we do a call with you guys once a month. We've got training videos on there. You'll see vlogs, behind the scenes, all kinds of stuff. So definitely a place to check out. If you're looking for stuff, you know, Warhog tactical wise, one-stop shop, warhog.com. Check out the page in honor of Duco, learn more about him. And then Mark over at kellydefense.com, all things Kelly Defense. So, all right, guys, in closing, train your brains, train your bodies. It's all recoverable. And you guys take care. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless our troops. God bless the United States of America. Train hard. Stay safe. Warhog.